your goats and your deer compete for each, you know, for the same, they eat the same thing basically. Or your cows and your axes will eat the same thing. Which
so
will be
goats
grass.
Don't eat grass.
They'll eat. The goats will eat just about anything. They'll eat,
including grass or not?
Some, if they have to, they'll eat a golf ball. but they like the little leaves and the little vegetation and little stuff. So
now, have you seen one eat a golf ball? Or is this
no,
just...
but I'm just saying they'll eat anything. So,
all right.
Yeah, they're a carnivorous or whatever you want to call it. They just go.
That's right. That's
not the
right.
smartest animal there. Okay, so we got. Let's talk about what can we do and what we're not doing. Grubworms. I hadn't heard the word grubworm in a long
time.
Well,
I'll tell you what. I'm afraid that they're going to be bad this year. And if they're going to be bad this fall, they're going to be bad because they're bad now. They're small. They're growing. They're eating. But they're small, so they don't eat as much. But when they get bigger, they eat a lot more. And you don't see the... You got this runner of grass. Well, if they eat half the roots off half the runner, well, the other half is bringing nutrients and moisture out of the ground, right? So it kind of feeds the other half. But when they eat fast, the roots don't have a chance, and you begin to see all the damage.
Right.
Get that picture? And so some of y'all, if you've seen a brown June bug in the neighborhood, I think you ought to treat for grubworms if you have it right now.
And do you just spray for that?
Oh, it's a granule. And you got to water it down into the ground with at least a half inch of water because that's where they are. They're not on top of the ground like those army worms were. Right?
Right. I guess,
so you've got to water it in.
So the June bugs, you got those. What I'm surprised...
Because the June bugs are the parents of the grubworms.
Got it. And so we're saying that the little army worms, is that from birds? Did I get that right or wrong?
Are they from birds?
Yeah.
Well, no, a moth is the parent.
So that's an army worm?
And they lay an egg, and then the eggs hatch, and
okay.
So they learn army worms.
Learn something. So we got fire ants. We know how to get rid of those.
Yeah, the baits are good, except they don't forage. They say you should, if they're not foraging, the baits won't work. And so you take a potato chip, crumble it up, and just watch them, see if they pick it up and carry it back. If they don't, they won't take the bait back. So then you got to have something they walk through, and there's stuff like that to killers that work like you walking through and taking it around and stuff, but not baits.
As you know, I bought several different times the Texas knockouts.
Yeah.
Well, the ones I took down to Sonora, they survived. The ones in town have survived the cold, all the stuff they survived. Those big old grasshoppers down there.
Yeah.
They're not doing really well with those grasshoppers. So I put Seven Dust on them.
You know, I've got a... It needs to be stronger.
That's what I put, but it's still...
And did it work well or not?
No,
I hadn't. That's what I hear. Yeah.
So what do you do?
Well,
he's smiling at me. That's never good when he doesn't smile.
I've got some experiments out around town. And if y'all are listening, y'all need to call me back, tell me how it's working. Then I can tell people about it on the air.
Okay.
But it's,
well, I may need to be one of your experiments because I got, it's like different things come in seasons or whatever. You know, some years we won't have a grasshopper deal at all. But I mean, literally driving down the road, you know, you know the
pop, pop, pop.
It is. It like literally, you can hear it. You know, it's so bad.
They have a lot to eat. That's why they're doing
there
so
is
well.
A lot. There is a lot to eat. The only thing, fear factor I do have in our Cristobal area, Sonora, El Dorado, you know, Bernie, the different places, which Bernie will be a lot greener than us. If we don't keep getting this rain, and we do get in the hundreds, it's going to dry. Because we do have so much tall vegetation. Yeah. You get a fire going, it's going to be like a wildfire. It's going to be bad. So I'm hoping we can just keep... We've been very fortunate. We've had more rain this year than we've had in many, many years before.
You're right.
But it could
We remember, was it 14 when the...
14.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did you notice the smoke the last week in town?
Mm-mm.
The haze? There's that little map you were talking about. All the way from, I guess, the big forest fires and stuff that they're having.
We're seeing that?
It's coming all the way down here. That's why you see people sneezing and different things, just from the smoke. Because you could see how it was kind of like foggy kind of.
You know, I was in my office, and I smelled something. Yeah. Fire.
That could
have been from Oregon, huh?
It literally. Water, we talked about the beautiful yards. What about, of course, I think it was probably good for your business, but I think we were short on stuff like lumber and everything else. But when we had this horrible, horrible freeze And I'm not a cold weather person, not like that kind of cold. And you don't have water and you don't have electricity.
You know, it was horrible, but it was pretty, wasn't it?
It was pretty.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It's one good thing.
It was pretty for just a little bit. It's like painting a house. The first 10 minutes is fun. After that, it's not so good.
All right.
So what did it kill?
Well, you know, a lot of ash trees were damaged the worst, and palm trees. And if the palm trees are growing out the center, there's some green out the middle of them, they're going to be all right. Cut all the dead off if you haven't already. That's because they grow out of the center at the top. So that's an easy call. But the ash trees that were killed back, and you've got this bush coming out of the ground, and it's kind of at the first couple of forks, you got this bush. Well, it could recover. But you need to know that all those leaves that used to be up there in that canopy are gone, right? And it's the leaves that absorbs the sun and does the photosynthesis and makes the chlorophyll, which is the sugars and the food and the energy of the tree. Well, you can't cut all those suckers off or you're going to starve the tree, the root system and everything. It's got to have those. So I'm for leaving all the suckers and the bush if you want to see if it'll recover. And then over the next year and the next years, you begin to cut the suckers off at the ground, and you begin to thin the suckers off in the branches, and it can redevelop into a tree. I mean, just like cutting the old way of logging. I think I'm not a logger; I have no idea really, but I've heard that they'll cut a pine tree off a foot or two above the ground, and it'll sucker off that and make a new tree a lot faster than planting a new tree. But I think some tree hugger outlawed that, and they make them plant a new tree. But so if you can cut a tree off and it'll grow another tree, you can freeze it back and it'll grow another tree.
It makes sense.
Makes sense? Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
So don't be too – now, there's no reason not to cut the dead out on the top. It's going to fall on you eventually, so you need to clean that stuff up. And then if you decide after a year or two, well, I want to take the whole thing out, you really haven't gained or lost by waiting. So – and if it grows a tree, you've gained a lot by waiting.
One tree on trees, of course, you know, one tree that certainly didn't die was the mesquite tree. I think you could freeze for a year and it still wouldn't die. Although I was reading a report, and it's from the research center. They got a mesquite tree that will grow straight now.
Oh.
And what they're saying is that you could actually, you know, harvest that tree for lumber. Yeah, because the mesquite trees now go every which way, so they're not harvestable, and they grow. And you
I
can't
remember.
Kill
them. 30 years ago or something, we took our daughter to El Paso to PT school. And we were at an apartment complex, and they had mesquite trees planted in the landscape. And I don't think it was that one. I think it was kind of close quarters, and they were real tall and skinny and kind of straight. But I think it's because they were going to the sun, yeah. not because of the variety. But, yeah. I like mesquite trees in the right place, and
yeah. And if you trim a big old bull mesquite tree, trim it up right, and maybe ponytail it. I mean, it can be pretty.
Yeah,
they just take over areas.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you try to cut them down, and if you just cut one of them, it comes back. Oh, it will come back all right with vengeance.
So that's why they make remedy, right?
Hey, haven't heard this, and so question: what about all the fruit trees? I haven't heard.
Fruit trees like cold.
Apparently so, because you see all these people on the side with Fredericksburg's peaches and all that stuff. Yeah. So apparently it didn't kill or hurt them.
You know, a lot of blooming shrubs like it cold.